My mother is a big reader, but she and I don't necessarily share taste in books. A lot of times she'll say, "I love this book," and then I'll pick it up and I won't love it. She read all the time when I was a kid, and I always had a book, and I still do. I tend to read things over and over again, though, rather than I don't read the latest. Sometimes somebody will say, "Have you read this?" And I'll say, "No, I haven't," because I've read Grapes of Wrath 55 times, and I'm not exaggerating.
Really?
Yeah,
55?
I don't really know,
But
but a
in that
lot. Yeah,
ballpark, yeah. Okay.
because I just delight in that genius of what they do. John Steinbeck is my favorite author, but I have many that I love. I love Nathaniel Hawthorne, and I really have a preference for American authors, but I just enjoy being able to dig deeper and deeper and deeper into a text and see all of that, the layers. And I hope that someday something I write will have that kind of depth.
Well,
And
I'm going to ask you about
yeah.
that in a bit, though, but I want to talk about or ask you about being a songwriter as well.
Yes.
So that ties in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play a song on one of the singles of yours. It's called The Bookstore.
Yeah.
I love one of the lines in there. It's that you'll be passing on the sidewalk, I'll be sliding to the floor.
You'll be passing on the sidewalk, I'll be sliding to the floor.
Sounds like you're trying to avoid somebody.
Yeah, I have this whole story pictured in my mind. I kind of pictured Babbitts, over there in Uptown.
Uh-huh.
And I pictured this girl with glasses and braids standing in there working at the empty bookstore, and someone walking by that she sees from time to time. She's trying to get the nerve up to talk to, and he comes in, and then she has to choose whether she's going to avoid him or be seen. And it's just a cute little interaction between these two nerdy people,
like Rocky and Adrian almost. Except that was a pet store, but okay.
My hands are
Was your songwriting sort of a natural extension then of your love of books and your love of expressing yourself?
I think so.
Are you new to songwriting, or have you been doing this for a long, long time as well?
No, I haven't. I've been singing for a long time, but I've only been writing songs for, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years. Started out really slowly, hesitantly. There's a great, I don't know if it's a video or if it's a something that somebody's put to a video about Ira Glass. Is it Ira Glass?
Yeah, This American Life, sure.
Yeah, and he talks about the taste level of people just starting out is so much higher than what their abilities are. He says that you have to keep going through that awful stage of not being able to do what you know is good enough to make it. It really helped me because it's almost like you have to get it out and so that you can get to the next stage. So I had that period of time where I was just writing and knowing that this was very amateur and not at all who I wanted to be. But I feel like I was able to get through it more quickly, those stages, because I have already written a lot and read a lot and lived a lot. And so I feel like because of that, because I'm not 19, that I was able to push through that stage pretty quickly.
Okay.
And get to the point where I was happy with something that I wrote and felt like, wait, this has layers, this has a point, this has a message, and it's still artistically balanced.
Was that when you put out, was it an EP a few years ago?
Well, that was the first project I did. I did it with a group of friends from church. I've been singing at church at Wesley United Methodist forever. So we decided that was a good starting place. This is a group of people that we work together a lot. We're comfortable. I've written some songs for church. Let's do it, thinking that we'd have a market for that since we already have those context at church. And I don't think that really happened. But nevertheless, it was a good experience. And I understood what I was doing wrong and what I needed to change and approach things differently, much more in tune with what I want to write and what I want to say rather than what I think other people want me to write.
Well, do you mind if I ask you to maybe point to one of the songs on that first album?
Yeah, I love Everlasting. That's my favorite on the album. For one thing, Cale Sennett played the piano on that song and he killed it. I mean, it was the most beautiful delivery. He's amazing. I thought the lyrics were really reflective of the beauty of that particular passage from Isaiah about the grass. It's one of my favorite passages in the Bible. So I am proud of the lyrics and the melody in that song. So it's not that I don't love it. It's more of my attitude when I was writing it that I think was wrong.
Listening to GLT Sound Ideas, I'm John Norton with singer-songwriter Sarah Kwa. You are politically active.
I am.
You're recently politically active?
Yes. I would say that I've always been passionate in my own little world about what I think is good and true and right and compassionate and all of those things, but I don't necessarily think that I was somebody who would make speeches or start organizations based on that. And I think I was a little bit afraid of the personal relationships being affected by being so openly political. I'm done with that kind of thinking. I think if regular people, middle of the road, thoughtful, educated, well-meaning people don't speak up, the screamers are going to win.
In the past, and I've just found out, you haven't been actually writing songs for that long, so this makes more sense. You haven't written politically in your music, and I'm guessing on your brand new album, it's not very political as well.
Because it isn't.
Because this is all pretty new now. I'm guessing the election is the thing that kind of jump-started you, I'm guessing. Is this jump-starting what could become beyond this new album that's coming out in a couple of months?
I think so. This has really dominated my writing for the past 6 months or so. So obviously, we've been working on this album for a year. All of those songs would have been written the year previous to that. So the songs that were coming out are 2.5 years old at this point. But the songs that I've been writing are very much driven by the sadness that I feel or the fears that I feel in myself and others and the injustice. I wrote a song that I...
That's not on this upcoming album?
That is not on this upcoming album, called Bleeding Heart. You know, that's an insult for a liberal, bleeding heart, but I decided to be proud of that. You know, your heart should be bleeding at this point. There are people that are really hurting, and if your heart isn't bleeding, then there's a problem. I wrote it after the shooting in Orlando with the Pulse nightclub, and I kind of poured every, like, technical tool I know of into that song, trying to make it as emotional, as reflective of the emotion tied to that incident.
Can you tease us with a song for the new album, even though it's not out yet?
Absolutely. I would love that. So the song we're going to play is called For You, Dear. We put that song first in the song order, number one, because it's awesome. My friend Amber calls it an earworm. She said it just like sticks in your head. I wrote that song after watching a movie called Lars and the Real Girl. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, but it is a weird movie.
No.
So it's sort of a stalker song, and the chorus repeats over and over and over, I'm out of my mind, I'm out of my, I'm out of my mind, I'm out of my mind.
So this is not available to the public yet, but the public gets to hear it.
Yes.
And you'll come back in a couple of months when the new album is out, and we'll talk about the new album?
Yes. Tony will come with me, and we can talk about the songs as much as you want.
Tony's your producer.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah Kwa, thank you for joining us in the studio. Thanks for sharing this new song.
Thanks for having me.
This attention to my ear is not wasted. Your fingers trace it. This attention to my ear is not wasted. My heart in pieces. Question mark, a microphone, the funnel sounds keep running down like a marble in a chute that leads down to the ground. Triggers mine and spikes into three chords.